Blog Talk Radio.
Gotta keep reading, 'cause this book's gonna be a good book. 'Cause this book's gonna be a good book. 'Cause this book's gonna be a good, good book to read. Gonna be a good book, 'cause this book's gonna be a good book, 'cause this book's gonna be a good, good book to read.
Pick up that book and turn the page, you'll never know just what you'll find. Information or fantasy, drama and art, I'll make you smart.
Everyone, you just heard Gotta Keep Reading by Florida's Ocoee Middle School. I'm author and illustrator J.D. Holliday, and welcome to It's Storytime on the World of Ink Network here at Blog Talk Radio. It's Saturday, 10 a.m. Eastern Standard Time on April 6, 2013. It's Storytime can be listened to live at blogtalkradio.com/World of Ink Network, or you can listen to it on demand at any time you like at the same address or on iTunes by researching World of Ink Network. This week we have two stories. We have Nana's Gift by Aggie Wilson and Poison Apple Pie by Jennifer Young. First up we have Nana's Gift, and Aggie Wilson is here. Hi Aggie, how you doing?
Hi Jen, I'm fine. I love that song. Thank you for having me.
You're welcome. Glad you could be here. Tell us about Nana's Gift.
Nana's Gift was a story that I'd written a long time ago. It was kind of a tribute to my grandmother and daughter, and everybody's done it, but it's actually a sweet little tale. And I decided that I was going to publish it to the web, and it's just basically a little bedtime, quiet story that they don't really publish an awful lot of nowadays.
Okay.
It's about a little girl who goes to visit her Nana and the things that they do.
Okay. Go right ahead.
I should start reading it?
Go ahead.
Okay, Nana's Gift, written and illustrated by Aggie Wilson. This book is dedicated to Persis Durant Larrivee, my beautiful daughters Gabrielle and Dominique, and the pets who've enriched our lives so much. Special thanks to Valerie Snyder, Gabrielle Skillings, Holly Ingalls, Dominique Wilson, Chrissy Coughlin for being my first readers. Darlie Sims felt as gray as the day. Mama and Daddy had left her at Nana's for the weekend with nothing to do. She would not cry. Instead, she slumped against the glass, willing the sky dry. "Hello, Dove," Nana said from behind. "How about some photo time?" Nana and Darlie sipped cocoa to a purring pussycat and the rain's pit-pat. There were photos of fish-finned cars, fat babies, and young Daddy blowing a dandelion kiss. A familiar-looking young woman danced with a handsome man who looked like Daddy with the curly hair. "How Grandpa Jack loved to dance and laugh," said Nana. Darlie liked these photos. Nana smiled big and hugged her while they looked at them. "Grandpa Jack gave me a music box. Would you like to hear it?" Nana cradled the box. She wound the key carefully, and a tiny melody twinkled. "Whirl, twirl, swirl, I love dancing. I don't want to stop," Darlie cried. Round about and in and out, she danced away, circling a bit slower each time. Little stumble, tiny trip, Darlie and the music stopped together. Pasha wove figure eight between Darlie's legs. "Meow, meow. Pasha likes to dance with me, but now I'm hungry," Darlie said. After eating, it was time to make strawberry rhubarb jam. Darlie wore a floppy rhubarb leaf hat. Nana chopped the stalks and put them in a bowl. Darlie popped a piece in her mouth. "Ew!" Darlie's lips puckered. "That's sour! Why would you want to use that yucky stuff?" "Sometimes bitter can turn to sweet, Dove. A little thought, effort, and lots of sugar, and something good is made. you won't recognize it when we're done. Promise you'll try it. Smash, dash, crash. Darlie didn't know how, but glass broke all over the floor. Are you all right, Dove? Nana turned Darlie all around. Stand still while I clean up this accident. A few minutes later, none of the broken jar remained. They stirred syrupy stuff with large wooden spoons, steamy air and tangy smells danced around their reddened faces. Nana ladled hot jam into hotter jars. She screwed the rings over the lids, sealing the jars tight. In bed, Darlie missed Mama hugs and Daddy stories. How could she sleep? Creaks grew into Nana's steps. Your Daddy likes some of these books. We'll have treats and carry on the family tradition. One was Darlie's favorite. Nana brought strawberry rhubarb jam over toast, and like Sam I Am with green eggs and ham, Darlie loved it. Nana set the music box's song tinkling nearby as Darlie brushed her teeth. Darlie's smile became a yawn. Nana tucked her in properly with hugs and kisses. Next Darlie knew, Pasha chattered to a daybright sparrow. Breakfast smells woke her the rest of the way. Outside, later, Nana read under a shade tree. Butterflies fluttered past barefoot Darlie. Flower chains to make, petal tops to pop, squirmy Pasha to squeeze. Darlie blew white-skirted seeds. So they danced to new homes high and low on grass and furry backs. Darlie rolled down a hill, then wobbly woozy headed back to the top to roll back down again. For lunch, they set a beautiful dressed-up dining table for Nana's friend Mabel. Pasha and Honey wouldn't wear hats and barely behaved as Darlie's guests. What fun we used to have, Darlie, Mabel said. Your Nana went to every dance within 100 miles. We even called her Jitterbug Joe. Darlie giggled. Why they call you that, Nana? My given name is Josephine Dove, Nana smiled, and the jitterbug was a popular dance. Enough of this foolishness, Mabel. A game of cards. Darlie stopped in Nana's room first. She meant only to return Nana's jewelry and hat. A small dance would be nice, though, she thought. Darlie picked up the box, she turned the key, and she held it carefully as Nana had done. She twirled and held the box, and she thought of Nana and Grandpa Jack dancing together. With closed eyes, she pretended to laugh at a Grandpa Jack joke. Skitter, fritter. Pasha skirted after Honey into Nana's bedroom and smack dab into Darlie's legs. Too late. Her mind bubble burst. Too late, Darlie's surprised eyes open. The music box crashed. The cat and puppy disappeared like dreams. The song still played, but the box lay in parts. Hurry, pick up the pieces. Hurry, put them back. Hurry, cover it up. Darlie scurried to her room. She didn't want to talk about anything to anyone. She would pretend nothing happened. Maybe it would be all right. After Mabel left, Nana and Darlie watched a movie and ate popcorn. Darlie's tasted like cardboard, and she didn't enjoy the movie. She couldn't even smile at the funny parts. Are you all right, Dove? Nana felt Darlie's forehead. Darlie shrugged. I'm tired. I want to put myself to bed. Night, Nana. But Darlie had dark dreams that Honey Cuddles couldn't stop. The morning light hurt Darlie's eyes. Her head felt like an anchor. She couldn't speak, and her oatmeal went cold. Nana was also quiet. She laid her hand on Darlie's head, and everything loosened up inside. Darlie burst into tears. I'm so sorry. I didn't mean to. I was dancing, and Pasha and Honey, Darlie gulped. I'm sorry, too, Nana said. True, something I love was broken, but someone I love couldn't tell me what happened. Nana placed the broken box on the table. It sounds like it was an accident, Nana said. And it still plays our tune. You're not angry? Surprised Darlie asked. Darlie hugged Nana, and Nana squeezed right back. Darlie's eyes widened with an idea. Maybe we can fix it, Nana. I'm giving you the box, Dove, Nana said after they glued the last piece to the lid. Something to remember our visit by. Would you care for this dance, Madame? Darlie bowed politely. They danced so happily and laughed so loudly, they didn't hear the doorbell the first time it rang. Nana's Strawberry Rhubarb Jam. 5 cups rhubarb, 1 packaged strawberry jello. The rhubarb needs to be cut into 1-inch pieces. 4 cups sugar, 1 cup grained crushed pineapple. Mix sugar with rhubarb and pineapple. Mix well and let stand for 30 minutes. Bring slowly to a boil and cook for 12 minutes, stirring constantly. Remove from heat and stir in jello or gelatin. Keep stirring until jello is dissolved. Pour into jars and seal. And enjoy. The end.
Thank you, Aggie. That was
thank
wonderful.
Thank you. Thank
so,
you.
Tell us, where can people buy Aggie's gift? I mean, Nana's gift.
Well, thank you. It's funny because I got a lot of my gifts from her. You can buy Nana's gift if you go to Amazon, if you go to Barnes & Noble. You can get it on Smashwords. It's primarily an e-book version, but if you go to Amazon, you can order the physical copy of it. Through Lightning, through Create Space.
Okay. And do you have any other book or book projects?
I have a short story that's available, Room Wars, and I'm working on another picture book, which is about a friend of mine who grew up in Old Orchard Beach during the 30s and 40s, and she was friends with Duke Ellington. So when that's out, I'll have to say, please have me back, Jen.
Oh, sure. Okay, now where can people find you?
I'm on the web. Right now you can find me at www.yellapalooza, YELLAPALOOZA.com. And sometimes this month my website will be going live.
Oh, good.
Under AggieWilson.com.
Okay, great. Okay, well, thank you, Aggie, for being here and reading Nana's gift to us and the recipe for rhubarb jam, right?
Yes, and you're welcome, because if you try it, I guarantee you'll probably eat the whole jar. That's what I do.
Okay, next up, we have a story by Jennifer Young, Poison Apple Pie, and we have a guest host, Jan Britlin, the author of Adventures of Roger Dodger Dog Series, to read Poison Apple Pie to us. Hi, Jan.
Hi, J.D. Thank you for inviting me here today to read this delightful book.
Thank you for being here. Let me see. I guess I'll tell what the story's about. Let's see. In Poison Apple Pie, Winka's wand starts cracking and ruins all her spells. She decides to quit her job as a witch and try out other jobs in fairy tale land that might be more fitting.
Yes, she does try a few things, and I'll get right to it so you can all find out what exactly she tries.
Okay.
This is Poison Apple Pie by Jennifer Young. Winka worked as a witch in fairy tale land. She knew each spell like the back of her hand. But things went downhill when she flew into a tree. Winka's wand cracked a bit on top of her knee. Every spell after that poofed out all wrong, even though her chants were right and still sounded strong. One day, Winka decided to try something new. She told her boss, "There are other jobs I can do." Winka wondered, "What is the right job for me?" and opened a newspaper to look and see. Carpenter needed. Must be able to build durable homes. Must not be afraid of sticks and stones. This job might work, she said with a smirk. Mr. Pig hired Winka to help build his home out of bricks. He asked, "Can you make it stronger than a house of sticks?" Winka happily replied, "That will be as easy as pie." After all the bricks were placed in nice sturdy rows, Mr. Pig said the door needs to withstand strong blows. Rickety, nickety, rough and tough, shield us from the huffs and puffs, as Winka flicks her wand. Winka's wand kapoofed and it cracked a bit more. The door shattered in pieces all over the floor. The walls went boo, the rugs went shoo, the window panes shivered in a hullabaloo. The pigs ran whining, oinking, and squealing, leaving Winka with a sinking feeling. In the next town over, Winka visited a job fair to see what kind of work was available there. Reporter needed. Must be able to broadcast the news. Must not be afraid of interviews. This job might work, she said with a smirk. Miss Fairy Godmother hired Winka and said, cover the story at the ball. Find the prince's dazzling dance partner whose feet are so very small. Winka happily replied, that will be as easy as pie. Alone with a shoe, the prince was looking worried. Winka asked, where did your date run off in a hurry? The prince shrugged his shoulders and didn't respond. Winka knew what to do and took out her wand. Rickety, nickety, swirl, show us the mystery girl. Winka's wand kapoofed, and it cracked a bit more. The shoe shattered in pieces all over the floor. The prince was upset and raced the other way. Another job was ruined, and Winka felt awfully gray. Winka kept searching all over the place, and there it was right in front of her face. She found on the career bulletin board a job that was fit and knew she had scored. Spell assistance needed. Must know every spell in the book and its verses. Must not be afraid of black magic or curses. This job will work, she said with a smirk. Mr. Magic Mirror hired her and said, fix the queen's mistakes. All her poison apples are flat as pancakes. Winka boldly replied, there is something I can try, rickety, nickety, spick and splat, a pinch of this and a pinch of that. Winka's wand kapoofed, it cracked a bit more, it shattered in pieces all over the floor. The evil queen stormed around the room, her eyes were ablaze with the look of doom. My precious poison apples, what did you do? The evil plan won't work if they're mushy goo. Aha! Winka shook her head and said, not so fast. I can fix this without a spell to cast. She mixed butter, cinnamon, something sugary sweet, a dash and splash of evil to make it nearly complete. Winka poured the apple mixture into a doughy shell, baked it in the oven. It oozed out a warm smell. As soon as an hour or so tick-tocked by, hot and ready was a poison apple pie. Winka told the queen this should do the trick. I guess I don't need that old wand of a stick. The end.
Thank you, Jan, for reading that to us. Let me say here that Poison Apple Pie by Jennifer Young is an ebook and can be bought at MeGenius.com. Jennifer Young's second book, A Cherry Tomato on Top, will be out this fall. You can find out more about Jennifer Young and her book at jennyleeyoung.blogspot.com. That's jennyleeyoung.blogspot.com. Jan, so tell us about The Adventures of Roger Dodger Dog. Do you have a new one coming out soon?
In the fall, we'll be coming out with our sixth book, and it's Roger's Sore Tooth. It's how he wakes up in the morning with a sore tooth, and then Mac the cat comes up, and the fox helps get him to the dentist, and what happens on their way and what happens at the dentist. It's really cute, of course, as of all Roger Dodger Dog adventures are.
They
with
certainly are.
Illustrations. So.
Oh, yeah. Who is the illustrator again? Say his name again.
The illustrator is Mike Swaim. And he's from Houston, Texas, and he does a wonderful job. And he's just part of Roger, you know.
Yeah.
I write it, he draws it, and away it goes. So we have a good time.
So tell us where people can buy your books.
You can buy the book, you can buy all the books at Amazon, Barnes & Noble, and some independent bookstores around the country are carrying it now. And you can get it on RogerDodgerDog.com. And Roger has a Facebook page and a Facebook fan page. And, you know, he's out there. He's everywhere.
Right. Well, thank you again for coming on and reading Poison Apple Pie to us by Jennifer Young.
It was delightful.
And I want to also thank Aggie again, Aggie Wilson, for being here and reading her story. Okay, our time is just about up. I'm J.D. Holliday, and you can find me and my books at thebookgarden.net. The show site is itsstorytimeforkids.blogspot.com. If you have any questions or comments, you can email the show at itsstorytimeforkids.gmail.com. You can hear all the World of Ink Network shows on blogtalkradio.com/worldofinknetwork. Our upcoming shows include on Thursday, April 11th at 5 p.m. Eastern, listen to book discussion with author and book reviewer Fran Lewis, and watch for our other shows. A Good Story is a Good Story with author Marcia Kester Cook, The Families Matter Show, and The Writing Mama Show with award-winning author and editor B.S. Grenier, and The Right Step with author R. Jeffries. You can find out more about the hosts of our network at authorsofworldofinknetwork.blogspot.com. Thank you for listening. Next week, April 13th, our stories will be Brady Bug by Donna J. Shepherd and Smarty Pig by Molly Nero. Bye now.